Welcome back to Jefferson City. We have reached the halfway point of the legislative session. So when we come back, we have several weeks to go before the end of session in the middle of May where we have to do the budget. And as House bills start coming over and Senate bills start going over to the House, we start getting into conference committees where you work out the differences between the two versions. But I thought it'd be a good time to kind of give an update on where we're at with my legislation and some of the other things we're working on in the Missouri Senate. As we've talked about before, last year it was a privilege to work on Senate Bill 5, which was the most sweeping municipal reform legislation in the history of our state. Senate Bill 572 this year is a follow-up to that, to make sure that on this road to reform, some cities are looking for exit ramps as far as how they're going to capture revenue and treat people like ATMs, unfortunately. And one of the ways they're doing that is with non-moving violations and these code violations. And you have literally bureaucrats roaming streets, looking into people's homes for mismatched blinds and drapes, giving people tickets for, you know, having a barbecue in their front yard. I mean, ridiculous things. And really, it's about the money. And so Senate Bill 572 is an effort to rein that in by including that revenue in the Senate Bill 5 cap that we put in place last year, and also provide those court protections for citizens when they get those citations that they'll be treated fairly in our municipal courts. Senate Bill 765 is also related to that as a follow-up to Senate Bill 5 to make sure that we don't have, and they are illegal to have, traffic ticket quotas. And I'm happy to say that on both of those bills, 572 and 765, we have the support of across the political spectrum, including law enforcement. Senate Bill 573 is my effort to make sure that no tax dollars go to state sponsors of terrorism or companies doing business with them. As we know with the Iran nuclear deal, which in my view is a disaster for us and our allies, it does nothing to dismantle Iran's nuclear program. And in 10 years after receiving hundreds of billions of dollars, they can restart it and be a threat to us and our enemies. And I just don't think fundamentally that a country whose national slogan is death to America ought to be receiving our taxpayer money. And so 573 is an effort to make sure that doesn't happen, to put in law that we're not going to do that. On the tax reform effort, Senate Bill 574 has received a hearing. This is my effort to continue making sure we're lowering individuals' taxes and making Missouri a place where businesses can invest in people and equipment and grow our economy. I think fundamentally people and businesses know how to better spend their money than government does. So that's kind of some of the things I'm working on. Some of the higher ed reforms, making sure the University of Missouri has an annual audit, and also some transparency with course material. Those are two things that I'm working on higher ed. In the rest of the Senate, we're working on a lot of other bills, including some telehealth provisions that allow doctors to practice remotely via computer or telephone connection. And then ethics reform. We're moving forward on a few provisions that would help restore the trust, I think, between people and their government. That's the halfway point. There's a lot going on. There's a lot more to come. We appreciate everybody listening to this podcast. And as always, feel free to contact me by email, by phone. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Any way that's easiest for you, let us know what you're thinking. I really appreciate spending the time, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Thanks.